It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, let's do some PMI for you guys. We like to send you on your way every morning with a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I am very excited for the minus story today.
You have been, yeah.
It's because I'm a child. It's so funny. But to start things off, I got to pee. This is a positive, a volunteer opportunity for some people that want to help out. If you can read cursive.
I can do that.
Can you?
Yeah, goodness. And write
it. Yes, I can. And yes, and write it.
Well,
yes.
Looky here. You guys should volunteer for the National Archives. They would like to have a word with you.
All right.
They have more than 200 years worth of U.S. documents that are in need of transcribing. And
oh,
a majority of them handwritten in cursive.
Oh, yeah.
How much are we getting paid for this?
Well, it's a volunteer opportunity, buddy. So
that's
it doesn't look like you're getting
I'm gonna tap out.
But think of all the history that you're going to be holding and reading and looking at. That's pretty darn cool.
You're going to be reading for a long time, 200
years? I know,
but
that's all right.
Wow.
They're digitizing all of these pieces of artifacts, all this writing. It's really neat. Records from like the Revolutionary War, immigration documents, census notes, like a lot of U.S. history. No, this is history. This is very important to our country, buddy.
No, it is. You're right. It is. It's just, I'm very happy that I was born
in the... We should make the younger kids do it.
Yes.
So they can learn cursive at the same time.
That's the problem, Katie, is they're running out of people that can read cursive.
Oh.
They essentially, it started dying off basically probably like in the 70s and 80s when typewriters started to become a thing, you know, in schools, and then computers, and now phones. So they're just not teaching cursive, and kids don't know how to do it or know how to read it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I should
have had a cursive class?
Yes.
They had that at Valor?
Well, no, not in high school, dude, but up in like middle school and elementary school when I was learning to write.
Yeah.
I had to take
cursive anymore, buddy.
It was more than just my signature.
I'm looking at my kids now. They can barely read.
I didn't have a cursive class in high school.
They have spell checks. They don't even have to spell anymore.
Oh, believe me, we were going off about this weekend because they don't teach you how to write or read or spell or anything anymore.
It's
math.
Basics.
They don't teach you anything anymore.
They have texting language. Where you spell everything incorrectly, yeah.
Yeah, there's no LOL in these documents from the Revolutionary War.
Let me tell you, I'm laughing
But
out
anyway,
loud.
I read the entire thing, and the gist of it was they are running out of people that can read cursive. They have
no
idea what they're looking at, so they are in desperate need of volunteers for the National Archives. So if you can read cursive, Katie, come on, you got a ton of free time.
Do I, though?
You do.
You
just said you laid around all weekend and watched movies and ate pizza.
But reading cursive from the archives doesn't sound like how I want to spend my Saturday night either.
Whatever. What do you got? Okay, the minus.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for the minus.
Okay, because police are asking for your help in finding Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie. That's what they're calling them.
Say what?
That is what they're calling them. Police in Florida asking the public, keep your eyes peeled because here's what went down. Two folks went into a Family Dollar, and while one of them stole $500 worth of cleaning supplies, the other one took a big hearty dump the floor.
No.
Yes, right there in the middle of the floor in front of everybody.
No.
But as you can imagine, she got everybody's attention. She got everyone's
attention
here,
look
in
what
that
I'm doing.
Store. It was a big,
the girl
hearty
was the one taking a
dump.
Dookie?
The girl. Oh. Miss Dookie.
Why do you have to say it like
they
that?
Didn't.
What? No, it's seriously. So
just
they
say
are
she
still,
went to the bathroom on the
they
floor.
They are still. No, this was a poopy plan, okay? They went and stole. And this is the funniest part, the $500 worth of cleaning supplies. Like, they're going
to
clean up the
Where
mess
did they
after.
Go to this?
Family Dollar.
Dollar
they stole $500 from a dollar
exactly.
store?
Exactly.
That's a lot
Think
of cleaning
about
product.
That.
How
had,
long was she going?
She had to garner their attention for a long time. Yes, she was there. She was very determined. She was focused. They put up a picture of her, and the picture is the funniest thing because her face is all scrunched up.
She was caught in the act.
She's pushing.
Okay, so
funny.
Like, really, let's break this down.
Let's digest this, shall
it's
we?
Brilliant, right?
You know,
like, what a distraction! You drop your pants in the middle of the store. You go to the bathroom on the floor while your accomplice steals everything.
And she immediately put her plan into action. Like, she went into the center aisle and just boom,
unleash the
Here
fury.
We go.
Do you think they train for this?
They had to have, right?
At home?
They did a couple burritos beforehand.
Exactly. Yeah. She loaded up. She loaded up.
Popping fiber capsules
exactly.
the night before.
Metamucil all
That's
day.
Disgusting.
And then eating a ton.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a brilliant plan.
And you know what? They haven't been caught. So they're still on the lookout for Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
I feel like they have some DNA evidence.
Is that her?
That's her. That's the picture.
And it's funny that it was a her.
Yeah. I can believe that she took that.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a video?
It's just so funny.
No,
there's
a picture of her scrunching up her face.
And then a store employee was like, clean that stuff up. Like, what are you doing?
Use the cleaning supplies at least.
Obviously, the store employees were so focused on her, he got away with a whole cart full of stuff. And, yeah, they're still looking
for these. It was a crappy caper, wasn't it?
It sure was.
It was terrific.
Sure was. Kid you not.
That's disgusting. All right.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, that was a good story.
It's so funny. It's just so ridiculous. Oh, my God.
All right, get more interesting than that. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it, Josh.
Well, this is actually a big story there. I don't believe there's any poopy involved, but Justin Bieber, he is obviously a very big pop star. He's making a comeback.
What?
He is ready for a comeback.
Oh.
After 4 years off, he is so excited to be making music again and possibly touring. There's nothing set in stone for that yet. But the reason why... is the interesting to me. It's not necessarily because he misses his fans or making the music or anything like that. He, in quotes, needs the money.
Yeah.
And that's interesting to me because, first of all, he's worth $250 million.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you spending your money on? Apparently, he just likes the pop star lifestyle. But on top of that, 4 years ago, he cut his tour short. He was dealing with a lot of health issues and things like that.
The Ramsey Hunt
syndrome. That's right.
Yep. And so, which makes sense. Obviously, that's totally fine. Yes, if you're going through something, cut your tour short. But he owes those tour people a lot of money because they were expecting to make a lot of money. And so when you just cut that off, I mean, think about Taylor Swift, how much she's made. So Justin Bieber.
I like that better, actually.
Yo,
Bustin'
I'm coming out on tour and I'm changing my name, y'all. It's Bustin' Jeeber. Coming at you, holla at your boy. Bustin' Jeeber.
You know what's so funny is that's what I call him all the time off air. And that
Do
just
you?
Came
oh,
Let's leave
funny.
It like that.
It was a Freudian slip right Bustin' there. But
Jeeber.
Yeah, anyway, little BJ, Bustin' Jeeber. He needs the money. And so he is coming back on tour and at least making music. Again, no tour dates set in stone. But. He still owes the company AEG. They said a ton.
That's
millions
of dollars, probably.
He owes them a ton of money. And then also on top of that, he's got a wife and a baby, and that's a lot of money
as well.
And
they want to make a lot more babies, I heard. Like, they want to have, like, a whole football team. That's what I heard. Yep.
Good for them.
All kinds of babies.
I'm with you, though. I don't like that he said that I just need the money. This is why I'm doing it. Like, you got to say it for your fans.
I was like,
coming
that's really
back
selling
for my fans.
Yourself.
You know, I've got new music. Let's have some fun.
He is so beloved. All he needs to do, he doesn't even need to come out with the new music. Come out with the Eras tour.
Yeah.
Do exactly what Taylor Swift did.
I will be there.
You will
I
make
would do
a
what
billion
people
dollars.
Did for Taylor Swift. I would do that for Justin Bieber.
100%.
100. All day.
Say it right.
Bustin'
Jeeber!
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.